Donald Trump's inauguration moved indoors due to freezing temperatures. By Wendell Hasebo on January 17, 2025. President-elect Donald Trump said his inauguration will be moved into the Capitol Rotunda due to forecasted freezing temperatures. The weather forecast currently predicts a high of 24 degrees with 15-mile-an-hour winds. Trump posted on Truth Social. January 20 cannot come fast enough. Everybody, even those that initially opposed a victory by President Donald J. Trump and the Trump administration, just want it to happen. It is my obligation to protect the people of our country, but before we even begin, we have to think of the inauguration itself. The weather forecast for Washington, D.C., with the wind chill factor, could take temperatures into severe record lows. There is an Arctic blast sweeping the country. I don't want to see people hurt or injured in any way. It is dangerous conditions for the tens of thousands of law enforcement, first responders, police K9s and even horses, and hundreds of thousands of supporters that will be outside for many hours on the 20th. In any event, if you decide to come, dress warmly. Therefore, I have ordered the inauguration address, in addition to prayers and other speeches, to be delivered in the United States Capitol Rotunda, as was used by Ronald Reagan in 1985. Also because of very cold weather. The various dignitaries and guests will be brought into the Capitol. This will be a very beautiful experience for all, and especially for the large TV audience. We will open Capitol One Arena on Monday for live viewing of this historic event, and to host the presidential parade. I will join the crowd at Capitol One, after my swearing-in. All other events will remain the same, including the victory rally at Capitol One Arena. On Sunday at 3 p.m., doors open at 1 p.m. Please arrive early, and all three inaugural balls on Monday evening. Everyone will be safe, everyone will be happy, and we will, together, make America great again, he said. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.